Now it's time for Mondays with the Mayor, a weekly conversation with Ruston Mayor Ronnie Walker, brought to you by Luke Madden, New York Life Insurance Agent.
Consider all the good you do in your life and all those you touch, support, and inspire. New York Life Insurance Company is here to help you continue that good. So give Luke Madden, your local New York Life agent, a call. He can help you keep good going by building a solid financial future for your family so you can protect what matters most to you. You can reach Luke at 318-202-5627, 202-5627, or look for him at newyorklife.com.
All right, it is Monday at 12:20, and that means it's time for Mondays with the Mayor, our weekly conversation with Ruston Mayor Ronnie Walker. Ronnie, how you doing this weekend?
I'm doing fantastic. It was a great weekend. A lot of things going on in town.
And the weather has turned off nice, too, man. Yep. The spring has sprung, it feels like, and hopefully we're going to get to enjoy some of that for a little while before it starts getting hot again. You know, that'll be here before you know it.
You know, we didn't have much winter, that's for sure.
So a couple of things I need to own up here. Last week, if you missed Mondays with the Mayor, that was my fault. I saved the file improperly. A radio professional, big fail. But this week, you can find us not only here live, listening at 12:20, but you can also listen to the show in iTunes. You can subscribe with your iPhone, go to the podcast app, search for Mondays with the Mayor, or find links at our website, thepeach993.com, or at ruston.org as well. So we will be back up and running this week. And because of that, one of the things we talked about last week, Ronnie, we need to make sure that people know about this week. We got some construction projects going on in town.
Yeah, we've got some stuff that'll be starting next month, 2-3 months. So I kind of want to let everybody kind of know where we were. Of course, 167 is being widened there at Captain D's down to Super One. That will help us a lot with traffic flow through there. I've just asked people, please be patient with us through these construction projects. Change is tough, but in the end, it's going to be much better for us. So that one's taking place right now. Cooktown, widening that from the service road going north just past the new Dairy Queen. We'll be starting that project this summer, which, again, will really change the traffic pattern, especially for people you're going to school early in the mornings, things like that. Celebrity Drive from Lowe's all the way up to Commerce Street. Hopefully we'll be bidding that out in the next couple of months and getting that project underway. That'll be a resurfacing, redoing the base, widening it to three lanes, and we will follow that up with part of our Moving Ruston Forward campaign. We'll be putting a bike trail so that you can ride a bike from Highway 33 to 167 down to Service Road at Chili's. And one more, and then I'll stop. Tarbutton, the plans are in Baton Rouge. I've been saying this for 2 months. The bid date has been put off now. We hope to get it bid in May. This has been a 8.5-year process on the engineering part and an 18-year process on the entire idea. I'm pushing really, really hard to get that done real quick. So that's where we are.
And Ronnie, what about what's going on right now on, and I know this is a state road and therefore probably a state project, not a city project, but what's happening on California right now?
I forgot that one. We are actually replacing a sewer line that's really bad. It's old, 70 years old there. But instead of, and it's actually a city project, instead of tearing the road up, digging it up, shutting it down, we're doing what's called pipe bursting so that we don't totally shut the road down. That will be a month and a half project, but that will help us tremendously from a sewer standpoint in that area.
And we talked about this last week, but folks didn't get to hear it. But it's one of those things. A lot of people think because of the initiatives, and we're about to get to some of your town hall meetings about moving Ruston forward, I think that's all that's happening in Ruston is this waiting game for this new project. But we've got stuff that is going on all the time. These are long in the planning stages, long paid for, and so they are moving forward.
Yes. In fact, I was just going over the agenda at the office for our city council meeting, which, by the way, is next Monday night at 5:30. Public's always invited to come to those, but we've got several water projects on that agenda. So, yes, we have projects going on right now. The big push, of course, is moving Ruston forward, April 9th vote, something that will really help us from a city standpoint, $80 million worth of infrastructure in the first 10 years, $120 over the next 20 years. So it's things we really need to do to get us up to speed, but also move us forward. And if you want to ask questions, if you want to hear the entire presentation this week. Zion Travelers Church at 6 o'clock tonight. That's Monday night at 6, Zion Travelers. Then Wednesday night, New Living Word at 7 o'clock. Wednesday night, that would be March 2nd, New Living Word, 7 o'clock. And then Thursday night, March 3rd, at Mays Chapel at 6 o'clock also. So Zion Travelers, Monday night at 6, New Living Word at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, at Mays Chapel Thursday night at 6.
And, you know, it's very understandable, Ronnie. Even it feels like we've been talking about this thing for a long time, because you did get out in front of this ahead of time and really give people a lot of, you know, foreknowledge of what your plan was and how you're looking to implement it. But time has snuck up on us. Here we are at the beginning of March. We're going to be voting on this thing at the beginning of April. It is time for everybody to get their ducks in a row. And even folks, I know because I've heard it, even folks who were originally very supportive, now they, because of the uncertainty of what's going on in Baton Rouge, maybe they're getting a little tight. Well, I don't know. What are we going to do down there? One thing does not necessarily need to stop the other. You've got a great plan laid out here, a great way to pay for it all. It's not going to hit us very hard in the pocketbook, but it is the kind of thing that is necessary to make sure that Rustin can move forward regardless of what happens in Baton Rouge.
You know, I've said this since the governor came out with his plan, and I understand perfectly where he's coming from. But I tell folks at these meetings that, look, we can't depend on Baton Rouge or Washington, as far as that goes, anymore for funds to build streets, do sewer projects, or anything else. We've got to take the lead and do it ourselves. We don't know what happens with the money that's sent to Baton Rouge as far as what project it might be spent on, but we know when we have something that we collect here and is spent here in Ruston, we know the projects, the people know the projects, they can see the projects as we do them. So I hope people will understand that. We must, if we are to move our city forward and really be the city we want to be, we must do this on April 9th, and we really need the people's support to make it happen.
Exciting things happening in Ruston. Make sure that you know what's happening so that you can have an informed decision on it either way. And it's so great that Mayor Walker is making the rounds and making sure that everybody has an opportunity to hear that pitch directly and ask those questions directly. Don't forget to check out the website for all of those dates and all of the information, as well as the on-demand versions of this show. You can find it all at Ruston.org, right?
That's correct. Ruston's a great place to live. Come visit us. Come see us. It's a really exciting time to be a citizen of Ruston, Lincoln Parish.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Listen every Monday at 12:20 for Mondays with the Mayor. Brought to you by Luke Madden, New York Life Insurance Agent.